You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's Wednesday, June 15th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. After more than 2 years of the pandemic, we are seeing that COVID is making the flu and other common viruses act in unfamiliar ways. Behavioral changes like stay-at-home orders, masking, and social distancing could be responsible for some of these viral shifts. For instance, at Yale New Haven Children's Hospital, children are being admitted with a range of 7 different respiratory viruses, many of which are out of season and seem to be more virulent. Frances Steed Sellers, senior writer at the Washington Post, joins us for How Everything is Out of Whack. Thanks for joining us, Frances.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about what's going on right now with the flu and other common viruses that we're seeing. Obviously, going through years of the pandemic now and going on lockdown, wearing masks, social distancing, everything's been kind of thrown out of whack. And, you know, anecdotally, a lot of you might have known somebody that got a cold very recently while other people were getting COVID. And, you know, it was an extremely bad case of it. I know a few people that went through that specifically. But we're seeing people, you know, even kids come down with all sorts of different respiratory viruses. And like I said, it's throwing off the seasonality of these viruses. Everything's kind of out of whack. So, Frances, tell us a little bit more about it, please.
That phrase, out of whack, is one I've heard so many times when I was doing interviews for this story. And I have to say that one of the reasons that I started looking was that I had a lousy cold this year, one that wouldn't go away and seemed worse. Although, who knows, we haven't had colds for such a long time. Maybe we've just, you know, our memories are bad. And I also knew of a child, a young child, who developed RSE at a funny time, but this is a respiratory virus, rather late in the year, in May. So I did start making calls. And one of the most interesting ones I started out with was to the Yale New Haven Children's Hospital, where a pediatrician there told me they had admitted children with 7 different respiratory viruses in a very short period of time at the end of May. And he said to me, this is a man called Tom Murray, said to me, you know, we wouldn't normally see that in winter. It would be unusual in winter and kind of unheard of in May or June.
Yeah, definitely. And in some cases, some of the children might have been co-infected with 2 viruses or 3, which is obviously, you know, not very, very common. But, you know, they had adenovirus, rhinovirus, respiratory syncytial virus, human influenza, para-influenza. There's all sorts of different things at the same time that coronavirus is going on. And, you know, that's, you know, my exact story as well. I had a coworker. A couple people were coming down with coronavirus. A coworker was sick. We didn't know if it was coronavirus. It ended up just being a nasty cold. And it's just happening all over the place. So right now, where researchers are at with this is they're trying to figure out what happened. So how did all these stay-at-home orders, all this masking, social distancing, how did it change everything? And for me, I avoided COVID for 2.5 years. It finally caught up with me, but it kicked my butt. And I just attribute it to not being sick for so long.
Well, I don't know about that with COVID, but certainly when you generally have exposure to viruses, your immune system keeps getting rebooted. It's a little bit like a memory test. So when you haven't had a virus for a long time, it can come and get you at a funny time of the year because there are a lot of people out there who don't have, who haven't been exposed. So that's why these viruses are moving out of season. We may find out, and I think this is just fascinating, that once a lot of people have had COVID, that it becomes a seasonal virus again, because there won't be, at the moment it's around during the summer, or because there are so many people still who haven't had it and still are vulnerable to it. So at the moment, scientists are really working out how this is all going to fall into shape, and it may take not just months, but years. And I have to say that there's sort of a little bit of a silver lining the scientists in all of this, and I keep trying to look at silver linings in the horrors that the country has been through and the world has been through, and that is that this process of us removing ourselves from each other and from circulation has allowed them to study how those behaviors had an impact and how viruses interact with one another. There's a process known as innate immunity, which happens when one virus infects the cells in your nasal passages, and it actually gives you a little bit of protection, short-term protection, but real protection against another virus. So scientists, much as they wish this had never happened, can also see that they will learn from it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, COVID is kind of pushing around, flexing its muscle around other viruses. And, you know, what are we seeing, especially when it comes to younger children? There was a crazy stat that I saw in your story that basically said, normally a child younger than 5 has, on average, a virus in his or her nose 26 out of 50 weeks of the year. So basically half of the time, they have some virus circulating around. So
we have all seen those snotty noses, right?
Right.
We all know that, the toddler experience.
So what does this do to our youngest kids that, you know, went through the pandemic without being exposed to that many viruses?
So again, there could be a silver lining here. One of the big risks for asthma later in life is to have severe infections with the rhinovirus, or more commonly RSV, early in those years. And that's associated, those severe infections, it's associated with the kind of lung problems later on that we all know about, people with asthma and things like that. Those kids didn't get it. Their lungs developed without having that infection. And we're going to learn whether they escape asthma later on. Those kids, that cohort of kids who for 2 years were really exposed to very few viruses, are going to be extremely interesting to study later on and figure out what we learn about the connections between development and infections.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely proves the point when we talk about how COVID is going to be with us for a lot longer than we expected, right? I mean, even as cases start calming down and all that, the after effects of all of it, you know, we've been talking a lot about the social after effects of, you know, schooling and disruptions there, but this is the other side, the health side of things, how this pause, these 2.5 year pause is really impacting us in the long term.
Yeah, and I think actually one of the other things we're beginning to learn, which is very interesting, is, you know, we have got such insights now into long COVID. We've got a lot more to learn. But I think people are now going to be looking more closely at the long-term effects of flu and other viruses, which really haven't been very well studied. And I heard from well-known author John Barry, of the author of the 1918 flu book, and he was talking about people talking for years after being infected with that flu of the impact on them. And I think this is an opportunity. It's a moment when we may learn about how viruses continue to have an impact on us.
Frances Steed Sellers, senior writer at the Washington Post. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.